What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
There are rules and regulations governing the use of ganja by Rastafarians at events to celebrate or observe the Rastafarian faith and for sacramental purposes. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Stop the violence now.
Gang leaders and gangs have been taken down and many more are to be locked up. Operation Clean Sweep has been making the country safer for all Jamaicans. In 2016, we arrested 750 people for murder. We removed 700 illegal guns off the streets. We had a 58% clear-up rate for major crimes. We repaired 110 motor vehicles. We trained over 400 persons in conflict resolution. 200 pre-owned cars are being acquired so that every station can get at least one vehicle. A new battalion of over 800 strong will be placed in Montego Bay by the Jamaica Defense Force. And we will train upward of 800 JCF recruits.
We are determined to take the fight to the criminals. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
The Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act facilitates the recognition of a certain group's constitutional right to freedom of religion. The group comprises members who observe the tenets of the Rastafarian faith.
Under Section 76, 8, and 9, the minister is empowered to grant different orders.
Senior legal officer at the Ministry of Justice, Karen Wilson. These orders, granted by the Minister of Justice, allow members of the Rastafarian community to cultivate ganja for religious purposes. Persons 18 years or older who are adherents to the Rastafarian faith or Rastafarian organizations may apply for authorization to cultivate ganja for religious purposes as a sacrament in adherence to the Rastafarian faith. Ganja that is cultivated under such authorization may not be smoked in public places other than at locations registered as places of Rastafarian worship or sold or otherwise dealt with commercially or exported from Jamaica, but is otherwise not subject to the rules against ganja under the Dangerous Drugs Act. The order also facilitates the hosting of an event geared towards celebrating or commemorating the Rastafarian faith, as well as for Rastafarian sacramental purposes. Persons who are members of the Rastafarian faith or Rastafarian organizations are to send an application to the Ministry of Justice for an event to be promoted or sponsored by them to be declared an exempt event. In order to apply, the event must be primarily for the purpose of the celebration or observance of the Rastafarian faith.
We have a committee of members from the Rastafarian community that helps to guide us as to who is a Rasta. There are different sects in the Rastafarian community in Jamaica.
Where an event is declared exempt, persons in attendance will not be liable to be arrested, detained, or prosecuted for smoking ganja or possession of ganja at the event or transporting ganja to the event, as long as they have complied with the amounts and conditions specified in the order declaring it an exempt event. Popular events that have been granted this exemption include Rebel Salute, Roots Fest, and Stepping High. The Justice Ministry works closely with the police, the National Council on Drug Abuse, the Ministry of Health, and the Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA, for quality assurance purposes.
The CLA will, if they're invited to attend an event, they will write to us to ask us if this event has been granted an exempt event order.
Another order that can be granted by the Justice Minister is for the declaration of an area as a place of Rastafarian worship.
For the Rastafarian worship, we have to create regulations that define what constitutes a place of Rastafarian worship because smoking in public is still illegal.
Senior legal officer at the Ministry of Justice, Karen Wilson. The Justice Ministry will be reviewing the sections of the Dangerous Drugs Act that allow a Rastafarian member to cultivate and be in possession of ganja for sacramental purposes to provide more clarity. We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.